Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Children across Limerick City and County have been learning the value of harnessing the power of the wind. The Hunt Museum organised a unique kite power festival across Limerick as part of its exhibition to highlight the power of wind as an energy resource. The festival took the Hunt Museum's climate change exhibition entitled Night's Candles Are Burnt Out outside its walls and onto the streets and hills of Limerick as it showcased the power of wind through art, culture and a fun community event. The festival encouraged young participants to give recyclable materials a new lease of life in the skies powered by the abundant wind in the Midwest. Jill Cousins is director of the Hunt Museum. She says the festival is part of the ongoing outreach role that the museum prides itself on.
The idea is that you make kites from recyclable materials and then you fly them around Limerick County. So it's involving the whole of the county. It's sponsored by Shannon Airport Group and by Limerick City and County Council Festivals. The aim is to make them from reusable material and also to get this idea of how wind energy works in a fun and artistic way. So we've got Lumen on board giving workshops in all sorts of different locations across the county, very much with the idea of this being for all family, pretty easy to do. Apparently Lumen says it's very easy to make them, not so easy to make them so they fly, but certainly it should be a fun thing to do.
And the Night's Candles Are Burnt Out exhibition, it looked at a famous Keating painting and it looked then into today's world about how we could create renewable energy. What has been the reaction to that exhibition over the last few months?
It's been very positive and I think a lot of people have enjoyed the understanding of Ireland's pioneering history in renewable energy and the fact that we are continuing that today with wind power and water power in particular in the west of Ireland. We've got incredibly abundant resources, especially on the Shannon estuary. And I suppose kite power is very much about that link between culture, climate, renewable energy, the fact that you can understand a bit more by doing and making and being involved in it than you will ever by somebody just telling you a bunch of facts. So very, very, very much in line with the exhibition Night's Candles Are Burnt Out.
To help get people involved, Lumen Street Theatre from Limerick hosted a series of kite-making workshops across the city and county and in Shannon Town. Some men's sheds groups also hosted their own kite-making days. Martin Shannon from Lumen Street Theatre says the project has been a clever way of raising awareness of the potential of wind energy, particularly in the Midwest.
Well, we're involved in making things for parades and festivals and props and all these kind of spectacular things. We're going to be making handmade bespoke kites with children to harness the power of the wind, and we're going to be making them out of recycled materials. And what we're going to try and do is make them out of exciting recycled materials.
And I suppose all of this, Martin, is about reminding young people that they need to think about climate change. They need to think about the materials they're using. They need to think about what impact they're having on the environment, but also have a creative way of doing this.
Yeah, one of the great things about actually doing it in the Hunt Museum as well is that you can look at the power that we're not really harnessing in the Shannon. You know, today, for example, you can actually see huge volume of water coming down. And like, if we were harnessing that power, we could power the lights here at the Hunt Museum at night or light up the castle at night. So it's one of these things to look at the things that we have around us. The thing as well is in the summertime, even you have the trees at the back of the Hunt Museum, and you can see all the leaves being blown around and everything for that. So it's about being in the city, but also being aware of our environment.
As a creative practitioner, how important is it in your view that creativity is used to be able to educate, particularly young people, when it comes to topics like this?
Oh, it's hugely important to us at Lumen. It's our main thing is actually educating people about how to reused materials that are normally kind of just thrown away in the skip or put into your recycling bin. That we use a lot of single-use plastic to make flowers and different types of props. A lot of things that we do as an organisation is to keep our costs down, but also to be creative is to reuse things that are normally kind of throwaway, but we give them a new life and they have a life for a long time after we've put our hands on them.
The Kite Power Festival was sponsored by Shannon Airport Group in collaboration with the Limerick.ie Festival Scheme. Sinead Murphy is Head of Sustainability at the Shannon Airport Group. She says the West Coast in particular has one of the world's leading wind resources, so raising awareness of the opportunities this brings to our region is key.
It's extremely important, and we're delighted at the Shannon Airport Group to be the sponsor of the Kite Festival. And, you know, it's an extremely important piece of awareness that needs to be raised. You know, we have a huge potential here on the west coast of Ireland, and in particularly the Shannon Estuary region, you know, with our offshore renewable potential. And to raise awareness of that, you know, amongst the public, what opportunities it could bring us here, you know, to have that clean source of renewable electricity, you know, will really be able to enable our region to decarbonise, but also to protect our region in the future. And it's not just an opportunity for the Shannon Estuary region. This is a nationwide and even a European-wide, such is the, you know, the potential of the offshore renewable resource.
And I suppose there's the environmental aspect, which is massively important for all of us at the moment. But what people sometimes forget is the job creation. It's absolutely the wealth generation that could come from this. And you get a sense in Limerick, in the Midwest and further afield, there's a real excitement on this at the moment.
Absolutely. You know, it's as you said, the benefits that could come from this, really to kind of balance the economy here in Ireland, you know, really bring some, you know, wealth and prosperity here to the west coast of Ireland. You know, for, and it can help many industries. It's you know, it's not just you know, the energy industry itself. You know, I look at our perspective from aviation. You know, it's a really difficult sector to decarbonise, and we know that aviation in the future is going to rely on hydrogen. It's going to rely on sustainable aviation fuels. It's going to rely on electric, and all of those are predicated on having a source of renewable electricity. So, you know, the benefits that can come, you know, wider right down the value chain, you know, from realising this offshore renewable electricity would be fantastic.
The many young people who took part in this year's Kite Power Festival will now see themselves as stakeholders in the Midwest who anticipate the supply of Atlantic offshore wind energy through the Shannon Estuary. The events have emphasised the need for communities to recognise the intrinsic value of positive change. The many people who took part in this year's Kite Power Festival now understand the value of wind energy and the potential it brings to the region.
To Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.